You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the second hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool Radio Program. I'm your host, James Edwards, Saturday evening. Why do I keep wanting it to be February? I guess it's because February 14th is Valentine's Day, right? Now, yet it's close to February, but it's actually January the 14th, but it's the 14th. That's throwing me off. But nevertheless, it is January the 14th. And we're live tonight. We might not be at 100% health-wise, but we are on fire here in the studio. A little insider trading here, a little tip for you for free. If you ever start your own radio show and you're not quite feeling 100%, all you got to do is book Sean and Sam Bushman. Let them start talking and you're done. You're going to have incredible content with very little effort on your part. I've been around this business long enough to pick up a few tricks, and that's one of them. And I'm certainly calling it in tonight. Sean Bergen with an excellent first hour. Sam Bushman, my good friend and yours, the owner of the Liberty News Radio Network, host of Liberty Roundtable Live every Monday through Friday morning here at LibertyRoundtable.com. He's back with us tonight to discuss the credibility crisis of the cucks and the establishment press. So, Sam, take it away. Fake news, the inauguration. There's so much we can get into this hour.
Wow, James, that is, to say the least, my friend, it is beyond imagination what has happened in this last year. I mean, 2016 forward to now 2017, but Donald Trump, you know, what was it, 18, 20, 23 months ago now? It's hard to say, depending on the date you want to start from. You could talk about him coming down the escalator and saying, you know, I'm going to run for president of the United States. And everybody kind of went, yep. Donald, he's joking, isn't he? What a joke. Donald's kind of said that. He always kids. And then they went, wait a minute. I guess Donald's serious, but he's not credible. He's a waste of time. He's nothing but kind of a clown. And don't worry about Donald. He's kind of a pervert. He's kind of a clown. Him and Howard Stern hang out. And he's kind of rich, but he's goofy. They started out like that. And then they went even further and started to say, well, man, everything he's saying is clownish, everything he's doing. Then they realized that wouldn't work. It failed. It absolutely miserably failed. And he started to surround himself with key people, people that know what they're talking about. People that have been around for a long time now, whether you or I disagree with those people, the mainstream press takes notice when a Newt Gingrich jumps to the defense of a Donald Trump, when a Rudy Giuliani jumps to the defense of a Donald Trump, when he starts to vanquish 17 foes, maybe it was 16, can't remember, in his own party. And then they said, well, we can't call him a clown anymore. We can't say that he can't win anymore. We can't say that he's not funded anymore. We can't say that he's out of step with the American people anymore. And they lied, they lied, they lied. And they got caught lying every time. And every time they made a claim to try to shut down the Donald, it flat out backfired. And so not only was he a credible candidate, not only could they not get away with calling him a clown, not only would they, because every time they'd do it, it would backfire. And then he, well, started to vanquish the foes. And before you know it, it's like, well, he's lasted, and a few people have dropped out, but he'll never make it past the George Bushes. He'll never make it past the Chris Christies. He'll never make it past real, quote, politicians. He'll never get that done. And they went on and they said, he's going to lose, he's going to lose. And you know what? He vanquished all of them. And then they said, well, he'll never really be solidified or backed by the Republicans. He'll never really become the nominee, even though he's got it done. It just won't last. Something else will happen. And they peddled this fake news that somehow the Republicans would undermine it. Somehow they would band together, change the rules, vote against him. Never happened. Now, there was a lot who jumped behind the Donald. Chris Christie and others were added to the mix. But there were several that rejected him. The Bushes, the McCains, whoever else, right? All these goofy so-called politicians. Many of them ran for president themselves, Ted Cruz and others. And they were all like, well, we're not going to back Trump. We're not going to support Trump. We're not going to do it. And Donald just laughed. And when they attacked him, he would flat out strike back so hard their head would spin. The mainstream press would fall all over themselves. Oh my gosh, he hates women. And that failed. Because then a bunch of women came up and said, hey man, we're women for Trump, and these mainstream press clowns don't speak for us. And then the clown term got changed from, instead of being, there's goofy Donald Clown over there, he can't even juggle, to, wait a minute, we're the clowns. Hold, wait, stop. The world's turned upside down. It reminds me of the British. They sang that song, The World's Turned Upside Down, when they got beat by the Americans. Because they didn't know what to do with themselves. It was so inconceivable that this could even happen. And this is what happened to the insiders in the Democrat and the Republican Party. It's not a division in parties like you are told, folks. It's an us against the insiders, the elitists. Okay, and the bureaucrat elitists were so shocked, they didn't know what to do. They were just panicking. So then they started to say, well, okay, now we can't call him a clown. We've lost. Now we can't say that he can't even juggle. That's not true. Now we can't even say he's a pervert, because every one of us are more perverted than him, and every time we call him a pervert, he busts out and proves that we're the perverts, at least as much as him, if not worse. And the problem is the evidence sticks on us, and somehow Donald's like Teflon. It doesn't stick on the Donald. And then it got worse, and they started to say, we're going to have to take off the gloves now. No more of this clown stuff. Now Donald's a racist. And now Donald's a national security risk. And now Donald's, and they upped the ante. They upped the ante to the point of absolutely unreasonable. But the problem is they think they're gatekeepers. And in the past, they've been able to peddle those lies, and there'd be no real credible challenge. And they underestimated again, ladies and gentlemen. They thought that they could get away with it, but they forgot about the new media taking center stage. They forgot that we've taught people in America enough now that he who owns the media makes the rules. And they used to own the media, and they used to make the rules. But remember, Donald absolutely plays them like a violin, right? I mean, he absolutely, it reminds you of the story, believe it or not. You know, they're at an auction, and they bring out an old broken up violin or whatever. It looks dusty and dirty, and then, hey, how much would you give for this violin? And of course, it's $1, $2, $3. And then all of a sudden, an old man gets up and he comes up to the front and he puts the violin up and he tunes that dude up and he plays a beautiful, haunting tune. And now the auctioneer says, how much will you pay for the violin? We're starting at $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. What changed? Nothing but somebody who knew what they were doing, right? Well, Donald knows what he's doing when it comes to the media, folks. You cannot argue that. Whether you like Donald or not, whether you think he's a womanizer or not, whether you think he's a racist or not, whether he just rubs you the wrong way or you think he's the best thing since sliced bread, doesn't matter. What matters is the fact is he knows how to play the media like a violin. And, buddy, he plays a haunting tune. And so every one of them, from the Latino goofball that stood up at, what's that guy's name, George, is it Ramos?
Yeah, Jorge Ramos.
Jorge Ramos. Okay, he tried to go up against Donald, and they ate him. Donald ate him alive. I mean, absolutely ate him alive. And then I went on record at the Republican National Convention and talked to the same clowns down there at the Liberal Latino News Service, right? And they even said, no, Donald's not a racist. We got to admit Donald's not a racist. That's what they confirmed to me. So they lost that battle. And we can talk about everybody that's gone up against Trump and lost. We'll continue in seconds, James.
All right, Sam Bushman carrying the heavy lifting, doing the heavy lifting, carrying the weight this hour for yours truly. More on the clown media, fake news, Donald Trump, the inauguration, and more. Last show before the inauguration. We'll have a new president when the political cesspool comes back to you next Saturday. Stay tuned for more.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
You know, listening to Sam Bushman in that last segment when he remarked how long it had been since Donald Trump descended down that golden escalator. Ladies and gentlemen, the world has changed since then. That's not hyperbole. That is a matter of fact. The world has changed. He's not a clown anymore. He's the president-elect of the United States, and come next Friday, he will be the president of the United States. We will have officially a new president when the political cesspool returns to you 1 week from this evening. And for that whole campaign, we were dogged by the press for having supported Donald Trump. Donald Trump was forced to answer about us supporting him. And from Memphis to Cleveland, all the way up to the inauguration, it's been an incredible calendar year, my brother. Continue on with your excellent commentary, Sam.
But it is indeed a crisis. It is a crisis. The cucks have lost, and I'm telling you, you can see the fear in their eyes on TV. Even the debaters that used to be so forceful in the face of conservatives are afraid to have us on because we have so many solid answers. Every time they try to attack us wrongfully, it backfires. I mean, even I wrote an article basically saying, you know what, they tried to call Sam Bushman and Donald Trump a racist, and they lost. It just failed. Nobody cares anymore. They've called us a racist so many times, but they know who we really are. Of course we care about our people. We're white, so we want to promote white heritage. Black people can promote black heritage. Have a great time. But they tried to suggest that we are somehow racist or evil. They lost again. And then what they've done is, instead of sicking the whole news media on the Donald at once now, instead of sicking the whole Republican establishment, meaning all 17 whatever foes, Republicans or 16, whatever, now they've tried to basically send a person at a time. They've tried gays and lesbians. They've tried women. You look at the goofball. What's her name? Oh, Megan.
Megan Kelly.
She's on Fox. Okay, I didn't really forget her name. And they sicked Kelly on her. So Megan Kelly tried to attack the Donald. And what did he do? He mocked her and put Kellyanne Conway on the deck and said, all right, come on. You want to do it? Let's bust out. And the women are duking it out. And Donald's just kicking back going, it almost reminds me of The Apprentice. But it's real life now, folks. This is not a joke. And so it reminds me of medieval times. You know, it's like, say your prayers. And it's like, not today, gentlemen. Okay, that's what's going on. And they sick everyone after the Donald. I mean, who was the latest to attack the Donald and fail. It's hard to even keep track these days. But Megan now is going to a different network, right? But she's been on there a couple of times, and the ratings are absolutely tanking. They're absolutely melting down. What does she say for herself? Well, as long as she gets her gargantuan contract, I'm sure she doesn't care. Nevertheless, what if they have on Sam Bushman or James Edwards? What if they have us talk about the Donald Trump sons' interviews? We interviewed both sons. What would they say about that? Oh, you're just all racist. Good luck. Let's talk about it. Let's bring it out. So anyway, the point is that they've done everything they can to shut down the Donald. But every time, they've got fear in their eyes. They're panicking, folks. They're absolutely melting down, panicking. And when we covered the election night live, it was like Liberty Roundtable teaming up with the political cesspool. And we created an incredible election evening broadcast. And in that, we saw that it was going to be a win for the Donald. And the liberals literally absolutely melted down. Well, then they cried in the streets. They created acts of criminal activity all over the country, rioting, pillaging, plundering. And they have lost that. Now they're ready to gear up for the inauguration. But here's what they did along the way. Whenever there was big events, they would next say, well, these events are going to be a meltdown. There's going to be rioting. It's going to be crazy. The Trump Republican convention is just going to... I don't even think you should get near the place. It's going to be crazy and dangerous. There might be assassinations and outright rioting. And well, ladies and gentlemen, not to back away from a tough situation, Sam Bushman and James Edwards busted out, put on the boots, and rolled to the Republican National Convention. Kirk Cosby was there. We broadcasted live every single day. CNN even brought us water. Just saying. Facts are facts. Now, it was really nice of them. We don't mean to mock them with that. We're not suggesting they really carry our water. But literally, they did bring us water. I walked right into the CNN booth and said, hey, man, I want to sit down at your news desk and have y'all take my picture. Will you do that? And they politely said yes, and we did that. But I'm just making a point. We're not backing away from anybody. We sat right there in the middle of all the big news organizations, and not a single one of them had the guts to talk to us about being a racist to our face. Not a one. Because they know the truth. And they know if we get on their airwaves and we lay out the truth, they will lose hard. It'll almost be the clown media melts down. Just like the Donald handles them, we have that ability as well. It's just that Donald gave us a little bit more of an oomph credibility-wise. And now we are becoming the mainstream. We are becoming the newsmakers. And they're trying to keep up. Well, anyway, so we went to the Republican National Convention. Not only was it a tremendous event, not only did we broadcast live, not only did we not back away, but we absolutely were polite, professional, appropriate, and we showed them how news is really done. Well, more importantly, they attacked us then, of course, as they always will, but they told you that it was going to be an absolute meltdown. I mean, it would be worse than the riots of the 60s and such. Well, they lied again. They just wanted to make everybody panic and... Well, it failed. Now we fast forward to the inauguration, and they're upping the ante and their lies once again. Now there's news stories being released on the net. I don't think they're credible, but they're saying things like this. Hey, all the anti-Trump folks have gone into Washington, D.C. early. They have planted guns in bushes and hedges and planted things for violence. And that way, when the security tightens down, they'll be able to waltz in through the security, find the previously planted weapon and go crazy with a gun. Donald Trump better not drive around like what JFK did, and because he might get picked off and assassinated. And now they're peddling these fears even at a much heightened level. Now, could something go wrong? Yes, it could, folks. I'm not going to ever say that nothing could go wrong. However, I'm done with this fear-mongering. I'm done with this peddling of deception and lies. And they literally tried to make us all so fearful of their violence and their evil intent that we would cower, that we would back away. And Donald said, uh-uh, that ain't how it works. Even after becoming president-elect, he's had a news conference just the other day, and he literally absolutely slaughtered CNN and BuzzFeed. Literally in their face, hardcore, just said, you guys are absolute trash. You're worthless, you're fake news, you're dishonest. And he went on with both, I don't know if you can say quadruple barrels, but that's what happened. And we're doing the same thing. When they're polite and they tell the truth, we're as polite of gentlemen as we can possibly be. But when they lie, we will call them scum. We will tell you they're cucks, that they're evil, that they don't have any backbone for real men. They don't respect appropriate God-given roles of male and female that are complementary, not divisive. And we are absolutely going to do the same thing. And even though they're threatening an assassination and violence, and it's just crazy, we're not going to back down. I literally jump on a plane on Tuesday, and I'm flying into Washington, D.C. And I'm going to the events. I'm going to be there live. James Edwards will be with me. And we are going to cover the truth. You're going to get a firsthand play-by-play from some of the best commentators in the business. I don't mean to be cocky or offensive, but I do mean to tell you that when we can talk about the who, what, when, where, why without an agenda. Okay, we don't have an agenda. All we want to promote is what we wear on our sleeve, which is God, family, and country, and life, liberty, and property. We want to be able to have the freedom to promote our people, our lives. I happen to be white. I'm going to promote my heritage. And if they're going to call me a racist, I'm going to absolutely take them on like the medieval times, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to absolutely say off with your head. Not literally, but I'm going to expose their criminal activity. I'm going to expose their dishonesty. And if they want to be polite, we can have a civil dialogue. But we're not going to back down, and we are going to Washington, D.C. live, and we've got a whole lot more, James.
We sure do. We got one more segment with Sam Bushman. How about me catch my breath this second hour? Get a little rest in, even during a show. He's doing it like none other. We'll be back with Sam right after this.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Among the most valuable due process protections is the Fifth Amendment's prohibition against what is called double jeopardy, that is, the government cannot make a person subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb. As with nearly every other guarantee found in the Bill of Rights, ambitious prosecutors and compliant judges are working to eradicate that vital protection, warns legal commentator George Leaf. Writing in Forbes, Leaf refers to the ongoing case Walker v. Texas, which is before the U.S. Supreme Court. Walker, an electrician, was indicted by state officials on criminal fraud charges in 2013, 2 years after federal authorities had extracted a plea bargain with him on identical charges. Although on its face, this is a violation of the clear prohibition against double jeopardy, under existing precedents, this second prosecution is permissible because it is being carried out within a separate jurisdiction, and the protections against double jeopardy are not applied to the states. Devised roughly a century ago, the incorporation doctrine has been used to expand federal power at the expense of powers reserved to the separate states. Its proponents will often invoke abuses of individual liberty by state governments to justify federal intervention, but in this case, the court contrived what it calls a dual sovereignty exception to the incorporation doctrine. Thus, practically the only case in which the feds recognize state sovereignty is in the power of prosecutors to violate the Fifth Amendment by trying citizens twice for the same offense. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Just a quick administrative note, everybody. I think we mentioned this last week, but the incentive gift packages are destined for those of you who generously gave $100 or more to the Political Cesspool Radio program during the month of December will be sent out on Tuesday to all listeners who contributed at the appropriate levels on Tuesday. Now, we had intended to send them out earlier, but we're delayed. All have now been packaged and will be put on the trucks Tuesday morning with delivery via USPS Priority Mail. So, those expecting them should have them in hand before next week's live broadcast. In other words, you will receive Jim Lancia's book right around the time Donald Trump is sworn in as the next president of the United States. And the reason I bring these two things up at the same time is there's a little parallel there. When you give money to this radio program, to this radio network, you're not only helping us stay on the air by ensuring that we meet the rising cost of production, you help us make our budget to pay the bills, but you also give us the opportunity when the occasion presents itself to go to these special events like the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, like the swearing in of Donald Trump, the inauguration in Washington, D.C., where we will be next Friday. So you are the reason we have these opportunities, ladies and gentlemen. We will always say thank you. You're going to get that book. Stay tuned for a very special live broadcast from D.C. of the Political Cesspool next Saturday. But first, on Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sam Bushman will be broadcasting Liberty Roundtable live from Washington, D.C. So that's actually four shows between the Political Cesspool and Liberty Roundtable that will be broadcast live from D.C. You give us the opportunity to do that. I guess anybody could talk about the swearing-in of Donald Trump based upon what they see on TV. Sometimes we like to go the extra mile for you, our loving audience, and give you a firsthand accounting for something monumental as Donald Trump winning the Republican nomination and accepting the presidency at his swearing-in. So a very special show next week. Sam, back to you.
Now, I want to talk about this battle between really the whole establishment and Donald Trump, because it's not really Donald. What it is ideas. What it is principles. What it is a humble belief that God is greater than government, or government's greater than God. And that's what the battle really comes down to, and Donald gets. I know some try to pretend he's not religious, and maybe, you know, day-to-day he's not. But you know what? He understands that, hey, we're not going to look to government for guidance. We're going to look to God. We're going to do our very best to just shut down government. We don't seek for power. We seek to pull it down. And this epic battle is ratcheting up, 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 up. And it's going to do nothing but continue, folks. Get ready for a wild ride this next year. Just write it down and remember who told you. By the way, believe it or not, right after Christmas, before the new year started, I was on a break with James Edwards. And I said, James, we're going to be discussing race next year, and we're going to ratchet it up like you've never seen before. And he kind of laughed at me. Remember this, James?
I do remember this.
All right, I want you to quickly tell me then your summation now that the year's over, now that I said that before the year even started, right? I said we're going to become more prominent, we're going to take off the gloves, we're going to take on this racial issue and every other issue, and we're just going to get it done. Remember?
Well, it's just as Sam said. He said this was as we were going into 2016. This was at the end of 2015 going into 2016. Said this is going to be our biggest year ever. We're going to take – well, just what he just said. We're going to take off the gloves. We're going to tackle race even harder than before. I did chuckle because, number one, it's always almost unfathomable for me to see a year bigger than the last one we've had, because every year is always bigger than the one before. I think, to say the least, 2016 was by far and away our biggest year. No one, other than Sam, could have foreseen the things that were waiting for us over the course of the last 12 months. And then also, I was chuckling because how could we tackle race any harder than we already do it on this particular program? But if ever it was done in the last 12 months.
We can increase coverage, and we can absolutely mock them at their own game and beat them at every turn, ladies and gentlemen. They try to go to the hole, we stuff them. Before they can even blink, we've scored on the other end. It's like that, and we're taking it to them. We're going to Washington. We're going to be there live, and what we're going to do is we're not just going to give you what you can see on TV. We're going to talk about the people and the places and the things behind the scenes. We're going to spend time with some folks, believe it or not, that have been praying publicly 24/7 since before the election. Did you know that was going on, James?
Sam, I did not.
There's a group of people that are literally praying 24/7. And they've been doing it for since the election or before.
That's and they're the kind gonna, of prayer that'll make you sweat.
Yeah, well, but and they have people that basically jump on and the next people go and the next people go. Well, they're doing that all this week in Washington. And that's what gives us our confidence in God. I don't tell you that I'm an important guy. You know what? I'm not even that talented. But I'm telling you, with God, all things...
Let's not be falsely modest.
Hold on now. With God, all things are possible. And I'm just trying to give the glory where it belongs. And so I don't want to make this super religious, but I want to point out that, look, it's a God over government or government over God battle. It's either man's way, and we can just run around perverted with gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgender and every possible perversion we can think of. Or we're going to buckle down and look to God for answers and God for direction. And God for peace and harmony and stability and safety and respect. And that's the battle for us. And in that quest, in that battle, we cannot shrink. And so, you know what? I don't know if there's guns planted all over D.C. like they claim. I don't know if that's a real news story or a lie. But I'll tell you what I do know. I'm going to bust out and I'm going to take an airplane and I'm going to go to D.C. and I'm going to support Donald Trump. Is he perfect? Far from. But he's the best opportunity to restore constitutional principles, principles of morality and stability than we have ever had in our entire lifetimes, including Ronald Reagan. And this is the chance that we have to support this, to pray for this, to do our very, we got to work our guts out as if it's up to us and then pray as if it's up to the Almighty. And somewhere in the middle, we will have success. And that's what this is about. And the liberals are absolutely melting down. Look, Donald has brought back more jobs after he became president-elect, before he's even elected as president, than you can even imagine. More so than even the last 8 years. We literally hear thousands and thousands of jobs and decisions and changes. We've had a greater opportunity for Supreme Court leaders that'll pro-life stand. That'll stand for pro-life. Okay, this is stuff that we've never seen in our whole lifetimes, really. Now, I know you could say, well, Roe versus Wade was in the whatever. And okay, I get it, but I'm just telling you, in our whole lives, what? U.S. versus education, what's that case? Since then they kicked prayer out of school. It's ever since then that we've gone downhill. That's why I bring up prayer. What we need to do is turn to God, repent of our mistakes, and go to work hard for liberty. And we're not gonna back away. We're not gonna equivocate. We're not gonna give up. We're going to do this, and we're going to do it right. You're going to hear the truth from Washington of what happens. And if Donald and the insiders, we see tyranny going on, we will expose them. On the other hand, if we see good things happen, we'll tell you about it, and we'll be as fair as we possibly can be, understanding that our worldview is a God worldview. We view history through the principles that we've been taught, the beliefs that we have, the faith that we keep, and we're going to do it. And I'm telling you, I don't care if there's guns around D.C. If I pray hard, and the Lord wants me here on the earth, I will live. And if the Lord wants me out, then I'm out. Got it? Okay, these liberals and these thugs and these ne'er-do-wells from Satan cannot, absolutely will not, cannot turn me into a paranoid. It isn't going to happen because we stand with God. You got to remember that, folks. You got to remember that. And I'm not trying to make this too religious, but we got to understand what gives us our confidence and what gives us the courage and the integrity to do what we do. That's what it's about.
Well, this is a really what this network is all about. And between Liberty Roundtable and the Political Cesspool, you really get the full picture of what made America great to begin with. We're talking about Donald Trump wanting to make America great again, and America is far from great. Let's just be honest about that. Perhaps it's too far gone to ever be made great again, at least by a president. We'll see. But I'll tell you this. The Political Cesspool, Liberty Roundtable Live, this network will be here to cover the inauguration and then going on through the rest of the year, the first year of Donald Trump's first term in office. And what I really like about the contrast of our shows is a couple of things, Sam. Number one, we're all Christians, so we've got that tie that binds. I mean, obviously we're alike in many, many, many ways. If there was any differences, it would be that our show, The Political Cesspool, focuses more on the racial angle, whereas your show, Liberty Roundtable, focuses more on the principles that made America great. And I don't think you can have one without the other. We've talked about this.
People say, well, it's all about race. People say it's all about principles. No, you can't really have one without the other. It's not a cuck type of thing to say that principles made this country great as well. But where do those principles come from? The principles came from the people, from a godly people. Yes, those people were Europeans who founded the United States of America, who founded Western civilization, who gave birth to Western civilization. But it's the people and the principles, when put together, a fusion happens, and you had at one time the greatest experiment in the history of mankind, the American experiment.
Next time you hear from me, James, it'll be from Washington District of Criminals, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting it done.
Hey, Sam Bushman, everybody. We'll be back with Scoop Stanton right after this.
News Radio Network.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight, because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally it affects you. And they always try to do the right thing because things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I want to thank Sean Bergen, the professional, and Sam Bushman for really doing the Lord's work tonight and keeping the show busy while yours truly has been languishing. And it's been great content. And it's given me a little bit of a breather, and I am most appreciative, that I can tell you, to borrow a Trumpism. A little preview of what's coming up the rest of the show. We still have one more hour to go tonight. Monday is the holiest of all holidays here in secular humanist America. It is Martin Luther King Day. You can call him Martin Luther if you so choose. We can call him by his real name, too, which was Michael King. So we are going to, as we always do on the show immediately before King Day, we are going to debunk the myth of Martin Luther King during the third hour. So stay tuned for that. We're going to get dirty in the third hour, folks. We got to do it. No one else is going to do it. We got to do it. You know that. What other radio network is going to tell you the truth about Martin Luther King, except for this one right here? I can guarantee you, Fox News, all of the so-called conservative talking heads, they're going to be worshiping at the altar of the false god of political correctness, the false god of cultural communism, Michael King. They're going to be worshiping him on Monday, but we won't. No king but Jesus here in the political cesspool. But we're going to tell you the truth about Martin Luther King in the third hour. Also, stop me if you've seen this already, but so Helsinki, Finland just held the Miss Helsinki beauty pageant. And we're going to tell you how that turned out. And finally, before we toss it over to Scoop, Bruce Jenner has a new cosmetic line. We'll tell you all about it. That is indeed degenerate America. That is an America that Martin Luther King would have felt all too comfortable in. Bruce Jenner, well, of course, he's calling himself Caitlyn, has a cosmetics line. We'll tell you all about it. Folks, stay tuned if you dare. Scoop, over to you, brother.
Thank you, James. Good evening, political cesspool family. We first want to remember Trooper Landon Weaver of the Pennsylvania State Police, end of watch, December 30th. Also, Master Sergeant Deborah Clayton of the Orlando Police Department, end of watch, January 9th. And finally, Detective First Grade Stephen McDonald of the New York City, New York Police Department, end of watch, January the 10th. Detective McDonald was paralyzed by gunman's bullet 30 years ago. His doctors only gave him 5 years to live. He famously forgave his attacker. He was an inspiration for all of the city of New York. Now, Dateline Washington, Mayor Muriel Bowser set up a legal defense fund for illegal aliens. Her Honor set aside $500,000 in tax money for illegal aliens to fight deportations in lieu of a Trump administration. Now, D.C. has terrible schools, terrible crime, terrible subway system, terrible fire department, terrible traffic, terrible roads, but is willing to spend money from taxpayers to prevent illegal aliens from being deported. Now, speaking of Washington, this Friday is the inauguration of one Donald J. Trump. There will be more protests than inaugural activities. The group Disrupt J20, or Disrupt January 20, is holding a protest all day long in McPherson Square, which is the closest park near the White House. They plan to disrupt the inauguration, inaugural balls, and all over the district. Also, besides J20, you have a marijuana protest against Trump. You also have, on the 18th of January, you have homosexuals that have some sort of rally or dance or beauty pageant outside of Vice President-elect Michael Pence's Washington area home in Chevy Chase, Maryland. And you have also various other protests going on the 20th. On the 21st, the day after, you have women marching, the Women March, I forgot the exact name of it. We're expecting 100,000 people marching. You have types like Katy Perry, Scarlett Johansson, all these other female celebrities nobody cares about marching against Trump, despite the fact the president was elected fairly. Also, the only people protesting against these people or rallying for Trump, is besides yours truly, is the group of Bikers for Trump. They're holding a rally at John Marshall Park. They are the only group holding a pro-Trump rally. Now, if you do come to D.C., and you do come to John Marshall Park on the 20th during the inauguration, tell them you heard it through the political cesspool. Also, I spoke to political justice, criminal justice, political cesspool criminal justice correspondent Jim Lancia, and he said there is hell going to be hell in the streets on Inauguration Day, because all the groups I spoke about before, they're going to come in and act stupid. So the only people, again, is a handful of bikers at John Marshall Park. Now, those who do come in D.C., just remember, unless you're sworn law enforcement or retired law enforcement, leave your guns at home. The only state or only jurisdiction around here with open carry is Virginia. But on the other flip side, they're expecting 28,000 people for security for the inauguration. You have Secret Service, FBI, Department of Defense, the National Guard, and Metro Transit Police for the subways. I spoke to somebody from the Transit Police, and they're deputizing a whole bunch of people from all over the greater Continental 48 to patrol the subways. Also, there are going to be certain station closures, Pentagon, Federal Triangle, Archives, for obvious reasons. So we're looking for a good old time here on the 20th of January. Hopefully I'll be able to go live on Liberty News Radio for a little bit. Unfortunately, I have to work. Put it this way, my job details includes the shopping. Macy's having a heck of a sale, folks. Go to your local Macy's. We got everything on sale for the inauguration. Just back to you.
Okay, Scoop. Hey, I know Sam's not mic'd up right now, but based upon your report that you filed just now, Scoop, it could be a very eventful inauguration week. And I'm glad Sam's getting into town a few days, well, not a few, a couple of days before I do. He'll be able to clock how long it takes to get in and out of the district. Of course, we're staying outside on the outer fringe, the suburbs. And so Sam's going to have a two-day head start on me to get the lay of the land. And you know, I go to Washington about once a year, once or twice a year. I'm in Washington or the surrounding areas for a conference, for an appearance, for something. We're not scared, but we're not stupid either. We do want to be prepared, and we do want to know what we're getting into. And so it's always good to have somebody there early. This time it's going to be Sam. He'll be able to get in and get out and get to where we're going to be set up doing the media, and he'll be able to know exactly how long it takes to get through security and just to navigate traffic and I'm sure it's going to be awful. However, Cleveland was the exact opposite. They were saying a lot of these same things as Sam mentioned in the last hour, or rather earlier this hour, about Cleveland.
No.
And even though Cleveland was buttoned up tight, it was very safe, and it was less hassle than going through your TSA checkpoint at your local airport. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. I've never felt more safe with so little hassle. I'm not expecting that, though, in Washington, D.C. Are you, Scoop?
No, because, for example, the day of the inauguration, over at the old RFK Stadium, they only have permits for a couple hundred buses. Now, the next day, they have issued permits for a bus park in 1,300 at full capacity. So that's the day after the inauguration. But, again, This town just loves chaos. They let the parks departments let people just do whatever they want. You know, God forbid, the Scoop Stanton fan club, both their fans, want to have a rally at McPherson Square, the National Mall. You know, I'd still be filling paperwork. It's going to be interesting. Also, those coming into town, take Metro. Don't leave your car at home. Leave your car at your hotel. Take Metro, because they're going to have the city locked down tight. It's way interesting to find out how these all these bikers are going to get their hogs across the Potomac.
Hey, Scoop, I know you're a native of the area. Well, you're a native New Yorker, but you live in that area now.
Right.
And so we'll see you at some point next week. I don't know when or how, but I'm sure our paths will cross when we're all in the district doing the rat race thing next week, and we're looking forward to that.
Yep, or you can visit me at work. I'll sell you a shirt on the cheap.
Okay, brother. Hey, thanks. Thanks for calling in with your segment tonight. We'll see you. We'll see you in the flesh in a few days.
All right, and both of my fans, if you're in town, come and find me. It's very easy to find me here in the district. I'm the normal.
Hey, this does bring up a good point. If if any TPC listeners are in the Washington area and they would like to get up, now our schedule is pretty booked and pretty ambitious. But if there's anybody out there that would like to try to get together with Scoop or with Sam or maybe even me, give us an email and we'll see what we can do. No promises, but we'll try. So, Scoop, with that being said,
another hour of the Political Cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.